Well, hello, everybody. Mr. Franks has asked that I cover this week's In Accord and give you the latest update of the news of the portion of the work that's done here from headquarters. Mr. Frank's recovery is coming along very well. He's continuing his physical therapy routine, walking miles each day, and is going to be back, planning to be back in the office next week. I know I can speak on behalf of the entire staff. We can't wait to have him back in the office. But we are very glad that he has and is taking the time necessary to fully recover. As always, he sends his greetings to all of you and thanks you for your prayers. In today's In Accord, we want to highlight our recent Young Adult Leadership Weekend and all that went on there. But before we do that, we have two items we'd like to cover. The first is about an email many of you are now receiving from the church. The media team has developed a new email update titled simply, Kagwa Updates. This email is designed to give you all the latest information about what is going on in the church. This one update, which is now being sent out every 2 weeks, removes the need to go to multiple web pages to obtain the information about the church and the church activities that you might be looking for. Let's take a look at that email to show you what it features. At the top of the email is the date on which it was sent, followed by a direct link to the two most recent editions of In Accord. Just click the Watch button to be taken directly to these programs. Next in the update are the most recent announcements. These might include activities going on at the office now and in the immediate future, things like registration information for activities, reminders of upcoming registration deadlines, etc. As you continue down the page, we have the church calendar on the left, giving a quick highlight of what's coming up on the calendar. Then, church news is on the right side of the page, which will usually have the latest member letter and the latest edition of One Accord. Next, as you proceed down, are the two most recent Life, Hope, and Truth Presents programs. Again, just click on the link to go directly to the program. Following the Life, Hope, and Truth Presents is a link to the latest Discern magazine. By clicking on this banner, you'll be taken directly to the most recent edition of Discern. Then at the bottom of the page are links that will take you directly to other church material that falls under the title of resources. For example, if you click on Sermons, you'll go to the Sermon Video Library, where you'll find our searchable library of hundreds of sermons from congregations all across the country. Each of the names in these link boxes are self-explanatory, so we won't go through them now, but the idea is to give you easy and direct access to the portions of the member website all in one place. We hope you'll find this update very helpful and time-saving. Now, if you already were receiving updates from the church, they have automatically been converted to this new update. But if you're not subscribed yet, just go to the members' webpage and look on the top right side of the page for the words email sign up to enroll yourself to receive these updates. Now, the second thing I'd like to update you on is our Kagwa Events app. This is the app that you will need to use to get your feast information. First, you must download the app by going to the App Store and searching for Kagwa, C-O-G-W-A. Kagwa Events will appear there for you to download. Once you've downloaded it, just choose the United States feast site that you will be attending, and the information is right there. So, for example, if I plan to attend in Lancaster, Pennsylvania for the feast, I touch on the Lancaster site, and it automatically brings up the events for each day during the feast. On the bottom bar, if I touch the word schedule, I can choose any day during the feast to see what meetings or activities are on for that day. If I touch the announcements tab, I'll see various announcements about the activities and all their details. The information tab is another important thing to touch on because all the announcements that we used to have in a printed brochure will now be located here. Since our printed brochure will now be very small, all of these standard announcements will only be located here on the app. The final link at the bottom of that page is a link to our official Feast webcast, which this year will originate from Orange Beach, Alabama, in the Central Time Zone. So if you happen to fall sick or ill during the feast and cannot attend the local services, you can still see a live webcast service that day from Orange Beach. So it'll be important for you to download the Kagwa Events app as soon as you can to get familiar with it before you get to the feast, because this is where all your feast information will be found. Well, now let me go on to the main report for this In Accord, the Young Adult Leadership Weekend. This year, we had 160 young adults from 22 states and 3 countries attend this weekend. In addition, we had 10 others serve as staff members in varying capacities, from organizers to presenters and to speakers. We met together at Camp Copass in Denton, Texas, beginning last Friday, August the 29th, and concluding earlier this week on Labor Day, Monday, September 1st. The theme was Plunge, Live Life, Dig Deep, and the weekend was packed with activity. We began on Friday evening with an opening prayer and an activity designed to mix everyone together, allowing attendees to meet new people and learn a little bit about them. This was followed by splitting everyone into smaller groups to play various Bible games and enjoy open times of fellowship. After this, we all headed back to our respective cabins and our bunk beds for a restful, or maybe not so restful, night's sleep, but enjoyable nonetheless. Sabbath morning began with our first seminar, which was led by an elder from the Minneapolis congregation, Mr. Corey Erickson. He discussed an axiom for living in the end times. Live and build your life as if you'll grow old and die. However, build your spiritual life as if Christ will return tomorrow. It was good advice. He went on to give the young adults 6 spiritual practices that are acceptable to God. Smaller group discussions then followed this seminar to debrief it. After lunch then, we had split sermons during church services. The first split was given by the assistant pastor of the Austin and Temple congregations, Mr. Nick Slaughter. He encouraged the young adults to seek and search for understanding of who God is, and encourage them to write out a copy of the book of Deuteronomy so that it might be set in our hearts and minds. After some very nice special music, the second split sermon was given by our church treasurer, Mr. Britton Taylor, who encouraged the group to be rock solid in the truth, to commit ourselves to service, and to be the spark among the young adults that makes things happen in the church. After dinner, then, we had a 90-minute session called Ask Me Anything, where a panel of elders fielded questions that had been sent in anonymously by our young adults. They were excellent questions, and we hope they received excellent answers. Some told me they felt that this session was the most helpful part of the entire weekend. Now, after the Sabbath concluded, the evening finished with a dance with the theme Neon Cowboy. Sunday then began with a seminar headed up by a panel of 12 young adults who dealt with topics through the lens of who, what, when, and how of our relationship with God. Next, the men and women divided off into separate sessions to discuss the theme, the seminar, and how it applies uniquely to men and women. After lunch, everyone participated in an FOI, Hilltop Service Project, where things were assembled for a local children's charity. Some of the group wrote notes of encouragement for the children. Others assembled craft packets. Some made slime, which children would enjoy playing with, and still others made paintings, wooden carts, or stepping stones. The service projects are designed to teach us the importance of actively living the way of give, and it does a great deal of good. After learning more about Foundation Outreach International from the young adults who have participated in various projects, the rest of the afternoon was free time that most of the group spent in and around the pool. Following dinner, everyone had a great time with various carnival-type games, such as giant Jenga, cornhole, cup pong, and the popular put yourself in a bubble and try to bounce your friends out of bounds. A good time was had by all as we tried our hand at the various games. Monday morning came all too soon. After breakfast, I was privileged to present a send-off message to wrap up the weekend. I spoke to the young adults about how our Christian life can often parallel the summiting of a challenging mountaintop. All in all, it was an outstanding weekend of education, connection, and inspiration for our young adults. I think they did and will plunge, live life, and continue to dig deep. We look forward to another Young Adult Leadership Weekend next year. Many thanks go to those key players who did all the behind-the-scenes work to make the weekend a true success. Well, that will do it for this update from headquarters. Next week, Kylo is on the schedule to give us a media update. So goodbye for now, and please have a great Sabbath.